Hey guys, it's Jeremy Miner here. Today we're going to talk about what type of probing questions you need to ask that will help your prospects feel massive pain from their problems. All right, how do you get your prospects to expand their answers to bring out more emotion? How do you get them to relive their pain? You do that by asking what we call NEPQ, expanded probing questions. Now, as you know, prospects buy on what? Emotion, 100% of the time, and they just justify with logic. So how about this statement? This is an expanded probing statement. Sally, tell me more about that. So when they say something, you would say, tell me more about that. Okay, it's just a powerful way to get your prospect to expand on their problems when they bring them up from your questions. How about this one? Shakir, could you walk me through your company's decision-making process? Now, even if the person you're meeting with tells you they're the only decision-maker, you still need to find out if there are others in that company that need to be part of that process, other influencers that are going to persuade that person to do it or not do it. This question is also way better than you using the standard, are you the only decision-maker? You see, once they go through how the company makes decisions, it'll be far more clear to you who else that organization has that you need to pull into your sales process to keep control of that going forward instead of going backwards. How about this one? Here's another expanded probing question. Can you give me a specific example so I can understand this better? You see, when a prospect tells you about a problem or challenge they're having, this question helps you see more behind the curtain of what they mean. It also helps your prospect feel more pain of what their problem is doing to them once they elaborate more with specific examples. You see, pain is good for you and them as it helps them build urgency in the sale that they should do something about solving this newfound pain that only your questions have helped them see they had. How about this question? Can you go over with me the qualities you look for when choosing a company to solve these type of problems? Or can you walk me through the qualities you look for when you're choosing a company to work with? Now, this would be more of a question you'd ask if you sold more B2B complex selling. Can you go over with me is a lead-in phrase that helps your prospect uncover more in their mind of what they truly want and also helps you position your offer much more clear in their minds once you get to the presentation stage of the sales process with that prospect. How about this expanded probing question? Walk me through the criteria your company uses to make a decision on something like this, or can you walk me through the criteria your company uses when you're deciding on solving something like this? You see, walk me through is another lead-in phrase that allows your prospect to step-by-step explain how their organization makes decisions. It also allows you to know how to best position your offer, your company within that process, and who to influence to win that account. Here's another expanded probing question. Can you describe for me what you're possibly looking for just to see if we could help you? Or describe for me what you meant by that, John. Can you describe for me what you meant by that? You see, that's another lead-in phrase that allows a prospect to go into further detail on what they want and allows you to know how to better present that back to them in the presentation stage of that sales process you have with them. Here's another one. Can you explain to me in more detail just so I understand better? Or explain to me in more detail just so we understand that. Explain to me, another lead-in phrase, allows your prospect to elaborate more on the problem they just mentioned to you and helps them feel more of that pain of the problem, the root cause of the problem, and most importantly, how it's impacting them, how it's affecting them. How about this one? How long has that been going on for? Or how long has that been going on for though? You see, whatever the problem was they just told you, or if they told you that they were stressed, frustrated about that problem, how long has that been going on for? Then you follow up by asking, and they tell you how long it's been going on for, let's say 3 years. Then you ask, has that had an impact on you? Or has that had an impact on the business if you sold B2B? You see, these probing questions pull out tons of emotional pain, helps your prospects feel that pain in the present moment, and more importantly, what it's doing to them. Expanded probing questions should begin with phrases like this. Walk me through what you meant by that. Or walk me through what you mean by that. Or tell me more about that. Or can you share with me so I better understand? Or can you share with me so I understand that better? Or describe for me what that means for you when that happens. Or explain to me so I know how that affects you. Or can you explain that to me so I know how that affects you? You see, these questions show your prospects that you're there for them. You want to hear their pain. You not only want to hear their pain, but you want them to hear their pain. Most importantly, right? You want them to relive the experience of that pain they associate from not having the problem resolved yet. What is the most intense human emotion? It's pain. And without pain, there's no sale, without that gap, okay? So without you pulling out pain from the prospect with expanded probing questions, your potential customers will continue living in that pain, doing what they've always done, maintaining the status quo, and nothing ever changes for them. You have to learn how to uncover the prospect's pain. If you don't, you'll continue getting a lot of this. I want to think it over. Your price is just too high. We don't need this now. Can you call me back in a week, a few months, a year later? I need to talk to my spouse. I need to think it over. And you'll keep losing sales that you really could be making. Okay, we just went over what is an NEPQ expanded probing question, why they're so important for you to ask, and how to use them to sell more. And that is your tip for the day. We'll be right back.